Yeah. In the church, we've been reading through the book of Romans, and some people read the book of Romans and they think it's theology, like deep, hard to understand stuff. Are you leaving? I was gonna bounce another idea or two off you. But in Romans chapter 10, verse 21, there's just this one line. It's the last line of the chapter. God says this to Israel: all day long, I've held out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. Okay? This is the heart of God for his people who didn't follow him, who disobeyed him. For Israel, who was going to be swept away by Babylon, who is the enemy nation that God said, I'm using them to come teach you a lesson. And you haven't given your land the Sabbath rests, and you are doing crazy wild things like sacrificing kids to idols, okay? Like stupid things that the people of God weren't supposed to do. Supposedly they were so wonderful and they displaced other people who practiced those things. But then when they came in and got into power, they started doing exactly the things they criticized the people formerly in power of doing. They became as ugly in power as people who used to be in power that God kicked out. And God says, all day long, I held out my hands to you. All I want you to do is come. That's the message of the gospel to everyone in the world. Anybody. So Fred and I were friends because we came to the place where people were both talking about Jesus. And you I think the sermon is your sermon, because you came with the idea that the challenge is choose this or choose that, you know? And I wrote down the note while we were talking. It's our choice that we're gonna have the busyness. And but the better part is worshiping. And so I maybe you said it already, but I wanted to you know, pitch that to you, and ask you just to encourage everybody. And then I'm gonna sit down, and you finish up, and just pray, and everybody would love a cup of tea. I think.
So yes, God, as we're saying, I mean, has an amazing plans for, you know, for all of us, and then also, He's really concerned, you know, about our hearts. And as I was talking to David, you know, earlier, we're just wondering, you know, why did God decide to come, you know, as a baby, you know, in this world? He could have come as a violent conqueror, as a, you know, someone, you know, on his horse and, you know, just saving this world, you know, as everybody would expect. But he came as a baby, and the reason why was that He wanted to show the world that he came, was born, lived, and died as any one of us, which means he knows whatever challenge we might go through. He knows, you know, whatever a difficulty we might face. So whoever you are, whatever your background, no matter how low you've been in life, whatever challenge you might have faced, God knows you, and God is there to lift you up. So really, Jesus' birth, you know, is the beginning of great things in your life. So I just wanted to encourage you, and if we can close our eyes and pray for, for all of us, for our friends and family and neighbors who don't know you. Lord, please, have mercy on all of us. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your unfailing love. And Lord, we thank you that you came to this world, Lord, for our sake, Lord. And Lord, that you know each one of us, Lord. And Lord, that you have great plans for all of us. And Lord, that we know that you will lead us to the right path, Lord. So Lord, we pray that you will take all the glory in everything we do, that you remain at the center in everything we do, everything we say. Yes, Lord, take all the glory. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.